Well, the message that I've got this morning, and the Lord really laid it on my heart, was proclamation. And caught me a bit by surprise, but I thought, well, I'll do my best. And so I went through the Bible and saw some ways in which, but I also gained some understanding on proclamation. I looked first of all in the Cambridge Dictionary. It says to announce something publicly or officially, and in positive. And another said, to praise and glorify openly. To praise and glorify openly. And is that what we want to do? I want these masks off so we can really praise him and worship him with an abundance of our voices. Hallelujah. So let's just come now and ask, Lord, I know we've had prayer, but we'll have a bit more prayer. Because I'm asking for these scriptures to be so open to us. That, Lord God, not only would they be in our heart and in our mind, but we would be able to proclaim them. We would be able to proclaim that goodness and that wholeness of what you have done for us. And I want, Lord God, to start with by seeing how Jesus used your word, proclaiming your word to defeat the evil. So let's just, if you've got your Bibles, we'll start at Matthew 4. Jesus is tested in the wilderness. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. I bet he was hungry. I don't know whether you've tried to fast for more than a few days, but I can tell you, you do get to a place where you're not so hungry any longer, but it's not an easy thing to do. But I do know someone who is here today who has fasted 40 days, and that takes an incredible amount of doing. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Do you know, the devil always tries to get us in our weakest place. He always tries to get us at our Achilles heel. He always tries to open a door to come through when we're not really ready for this. And he said, didn't he? If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. And you're hungry, 40 days, my word. And Jesus answered, it is written. We need to really get this into our spirit being. It is written, man or woman shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. I'm going to repeat it. It is so important. It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Sometimes, I just want to encourage you, sometimes when you read the word, it will be so that you only get to perhaps that one verse. Stick there with it. Don't go on if you know God is leading you to have a better understanding than what you've got already. I started this morning with my time of prayer and reading, and I got no further to praise the Lord. That's just where I got to, and I couldn't get away from it. And that's all I wanted to do, was just praise the Lord. It's in his word. That's good. Come on. Praise the Lord. That's what he said to me. Just praise me. Praise the Lord. Then the devil took him, that's Jesus, to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written. He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up by their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Do not put your Lord and God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said, all this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan. For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him. And if we will use the word of God in a way inspired by the Holy Spirit, bring revelation from the word, the devil will leave us. Amen. He will leave us. Do you know, he's all the time trying to get in every nook and cranny that he can to try and take us away from serving the Lord. He will always make us feel, perhaps on a Sunday morning or whatever, or even during the week, to say, I don't think I'll bother today. There's a prayer meeting Tuesday, but I'm too busy. I can't make it. He will do everything he can to put across your path something to stop you coming to a place where you meet together with other Christians to praise and worship and pray with him. And it says in Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 16:23, sing to the Lord, all the earth, proclaim his salvation day after day. I don't know if you'd ever thought this, but as you sing to the Lord, it's a proclamation. You're singing to the Lord. So as you go on your way, maybe driving your car or down the street, things might not be good for you, but sing and praise him anyway. Your heart may be aching. Your heart may be really, really troubled, but still proclaim day after day. I'll just share this with you. I've struggled in the last couple of months. Why? I've had sciatica down my legs, my backside of my legs. I tell you, I have not been able to hardly stand. But I can tell you, I will not. I'm standing on the word of God. But is it painful? Woo! Yes. But stamp your feet. Let him know who is boss. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And is it easy? No. Does it take some effort? Yes. Does it hurt like stink? Yes. But I'm going to keep praising my Lord and my Savior because I know he's the one who will get me through it. Whatever we're going through, as Jesus would say, it will pass. It will pass. Get through it. With friends, and I mean this, and Christian family with us, we should be able to accomplish a great more than what we really think we can. It's because of friendship, love, and fellowship that we can come and praise and proclaim his salvation day after day. So sing to the Lord. It's proclaiming his salvation. It tells us in the word. Just thought I'd just say about the withered fig tree here. And that, you know what happened. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that it will happen, it will be done. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe you have received it and it shall be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him or her, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. It's so easy, it seems to me, as Christians, that we can easily hold something against someone. We should know better. We should let that go to Jesus Christ and set off slate free. So if you've got anything today that you feel, gosh, you know, I really should speak to that person or tell that person or just forgive them, please do that because it says in the word very clearly, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you. So forgiveness is a thing that will harm you. Proclaim that which Jesus has done for you. And walk in the fullness of what Christ has purchased for you. Thank you. We really, really need to get this right deep in our spirit because you will never do it on your own, but you will be able to do it if you're influenced by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God and proclaim it. You say it, and then it will become reality for you. If you want to just say, will I forgive you? That's not a heart thing. That's just a mind thing. The heart actually does forgive. So let's get that right. then God will say, your sins are forgiven. And it says here about Jesus, rejected at Nazareth. Jesus returned, this is Luke 4:14. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor." If you know poor people, we need to help them, and we do try to do so. We've been held up massively with the COVID virus. But we want to get back to those places where we're helping people with food, where we're really wanting to extend friendship and love for poor people. Poor people, by the way, doesn't mean they're poor necessarily in finance. They can be poor in so many ways. Proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners. And it could be, you could think of prisoners who had done something wrong, but this is prisoners who don't know Jesus Christ. They are imprisoned in their bodies and in their spirits because they do not know Jesus Christ has set them free. They are as prisoners. But we proclaim freedom for them and recovery of sight to the blind. Let me say this, and perhaps I'm one of the worst offenders of this, but you know, before I knew Jesus Christ and I read the Bible, I just could not see and understand it. I just could not understand it. It was only when, if you like, I gave my life to Christ and was filled with the Holy Spirit that I could really say in my heart, I begin to understand this. So sometimes I think we can be a little bit heavy on people to think, can't they get this? No, because their mind has been blanketed. Their eyes have got blinds over them. They cannot see what you can see. We need to have mercy and kindness over these people because they've lost their sight. They've got hardened. Perhaps they've heard about Jesus time and time again and they've said, no, no, no. And you know, it hardens people's hearts when they keep saying no to Jesus. If Jesus is speaking to you, have an open heart and an open mind to serve him in the best way that you can. He came to set the oppressed free and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Do you know what? We've had a tough year. We really have had a tough year. But I want to tell you, we've got the Lord's favor. It doesn't mean you haven't got the Lord's favor. When things are going wrong, it does not mean that. He could be disciplining you. Read the Bible. He disciplines his sons and daughters. He really does. It could be that the devil's having a go at you, but not all the time. It might be that we are failing in some way. Don't feel guilty about it, but let your conscience tell you that Jesus Christ loves me, he's for me, he proclaims that, and if Jesus proclaimed it, so can you and I. Know the favor, and thank him for it. Go around your house. You're having a bad day. Go around your house and say, I'm so thrilled I got the favor of God. I'm absolutely blessed I have the favor of God. Things ain't going well, but I've still got the favor of God, and he loves me. And it says here in Romans 15:19, by the power and signs and wonders through the power and spirit of God, so from Jerusalem all the way around to Iconium have fully proclaimed the gospel in Christ. He's not saying anything here, he's just saying about the power of, this is Paul, signs, wonders and power. That's what they've proclaimed because they've seen proclamation because of the things that are happening. Things that happen in our lives. Let me come to Psalm 19 because it's just amazing. This will help us, I know. You've heard it and seen it so many times before, but I want to share this with you. The heavens declare the glory of God. It's saying, look up, look about. What I created speaks to you. I made it that way so mankind can see and understand. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. The skies proclaim it. You can see his work if you just look around. They pour forth speech. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. Please. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard in them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the end of the world. Proclaim it. The skies are proclaiming his love and his name and his nature in creation. His speech, everything about what he has created speak volumes about him and what he can do. He's proclaiming it to us every day of our lives. Are we blind? Are we blind to some of the things that he's showing us? Are we blind? Do we need to have a bit more open hearts to understand the ways in which he's showing us his love, his kindness, and his mercy. The words to the ends of the world proclaim it. Romans 1:20 shares, and I've shared this before, I know, but this is such a good verse. So we've read that in Psalm 19, and Romans 1:20 says this. For since the creation of the world, New Testament, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. So the person who says, I never even knew God, I'm an atheist, he's saying, look around, you've got nothing to stand on but seeing me in everyday life in what you've been doing, but you've been blind. You haven't been able to see. Share the gospel, proclaim the gospel. As we've said about the fig tree, amazing how what happened when Jesus used the words and cursed the fig tree. Why did he curse the fig tree? Do you know? I tell you, because it had no fruit on it. It had no fruit. He looked for fruit and there was no fruit there. He'll never curse you and he'll never curse me. But look, are we fruitful? Are we really understanding the word of God and the amazing grace of God for us in our lives that we can proclaim with our lips, Jesus Christ is Lord, but not only that, live it, Jesus Christ is Lord. Let me speak about lips for a bit. Proverbs 13:3 says, whoever guards their lips guards their life. Be very careful what you speak and what you say. Proverbs 18:21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Jesus loves us. He wants us to do and be who he wants us to be. Psalm 23:7. As a man or woman thinketh in their heart, so they are. Your heart, I always think this, God comes first of all into your spirit being. Then he'll put something in your mind so that you can speak it out. And we share this in baptism, and I will share this in a moment, how this works. As a man or woman thinketh in their heart, so are they. Proverbs 25:11 says, I want you to think of this, a word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. In other words, be careful what we say to one another. Let's say words which are apt and kind and good. It doesn't mean you don't tell the truth. It means you tell it in a loving, kind nature way. Jesus Christ forgives me every day because I know, because some of the things that he says, like, sin is not doing the good today that you should have done. having a bad thought can make it so that you've offended. But Jesus Christ, in his love and his mercy, still comes back with love and kindness and goodness. Romans 10:8 says this, and we usually say this when people are baptized, and this is absolutely right. The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You first of all have to believe it and then confess it. That's why people who are baptized, they will be asked that question. And they usually say, yes, I do believe that. If you confess with your heart, believe and say it, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth you confess and are saved. The scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And it's out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. It's in the overflow. Have you ever been with someone? I have a time or two lately with builders and stuff. And if they're doing something and they hurt themselves, I can tell you, isn't good stuff that flows out from them. Why? Because what's in their heart comes out. It's what's in your heart. So you should train yourself to fill your heart and your soul with the good things of Christ, starting with the Holy Spirit and the Word. It is with the Word and the Spirit we become overcomers. The words of a gossip and slanderer proceed from a polluted heart. Words of gossip and slander proceed from a polluted heart. But we should be able, with God's help, to have a heart that is changed, because it says in Romans, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you will never be transformed by the renewing of your mind unless this word gets into our hearts. I've got a long way to go. I've even looked this week, and this has made me really think, my word, I need to get my heart filled with the good things of God and leave the things that this world really would like me to think and say left behind. Scripture speaks louder than I can. Hear me. Scripture speaks louder than I can. And I've put a fair bit of scripture in here today, and I've done it on purpose, because this is in Matthew 12, and I want you and me to look at this and proclaim it and understand it. Matthew 12, verse 30, it starts. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. And so I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or the age to come. Make a tree good and its fruit will be good. Or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. This is Jesus saying this. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you, you will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Let me tell you the good news. If you're a Christian, you've been forgiven by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because as a Christian, I'm not saying this to make it so that you can just do as you want or I can. I'm saying this if you really, really proclaim it and love Jesus as we should. We would want to be changed into the people who would be Jesus walking this planet. That's what he's trying to do. He wants to permeate our lives. We should demonstrate our faith in Christ, that our actions reflect his character. As we walk this earth, we should be reflecting Jesus Christ as we go. We should be doing the work that Jesus told us to do. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only that is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed on the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you and me." And when he says this, do not grieve the Holy Spirit, because you were sealed on the day of redemption. In Jesus' time, you know this, but I'm just going to demonstrate this to you. When someone sent something very valuable, it would be checked and rechecked. It would be boxed, if I could put it away, wrapped and boxed. And it would be sealed with the king's seal, or whoever it was in authority. It would be done with a seal. And that seal would never, ever dare to be broken until it went to the recipient who it was meant to go to. It would be a crime. You would lose your life if someone opened that box and it over that seal. And this is what Jesus Christ is saying. You are sealed with the Holy Spirit. He's sealed you. You are protected. He's sealed you so you are his, and you can stand on his word, and he's there for you every step of the way. I've often said this to the when we were a lot younger, and things I think have got quite a bit worse with drugs and all sorts. But for a lady or a man, if you like, to go down some of these underground places where you go under the road to somewhere is totally and utterly not wise. It is being absolutely stupid. But you are protected, I thought you said. Yes, you're protected, but you have to use wisdom to sometimes walk in the ways that God wants you to walk. If you know, how can I put it? Finances, for instance. We know a couple who had a lovely, lovely three-piece suite, and they told Nita and I this, and I thought, I've never heard of anything so stupid in my life. They were at this furniture shop, and they fell in love with this suite of furniture, but they'd already got it, a good set at home, but they thought this was better. So this is what they said. So we thought to ourselves, our credit card is just about full, but if we put it and it goes through, we'll know this is okay. It went through, okay, but when it came to paying for it, they ain't got the money to pay for it. How stupid can you get? So you put out a fleece, if you like to put it that way, that if it goes through on my credit card, that will be fine. God will be looking over me and that will be fine. Pathetic, utterly pathetic. You talk about wisdom. Look, if you've got a good three-piece suite and you want to exchange it or whatever and it's getting rubbish, yeah, I understand that. But just be careful with your finances, because that's one area this world will get at you and think, oh, I've got to have this and I've got to have that and I've got to have this. Fine, but you must pay for it. Always in money, and I state this, and the church is not in a good place for money at the moment, so I'll say that to you. Honestly, it's very, very tight money at the moment. So if you've got something to give to the church, that would be really, really helpful. But I'm not saying that for your money. I'm saying this to be wise with your finances. Well, Nita and I, we haven't always done this when we first got married, but we've done this ever since. We will not use a credit card unless we've got the money in the bank at the start of the month, not the finish of the month. Don't do it. Don't do it, because once you start getting interest compounded up at about 29%, it is not good news. I'm telling you these things because Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, as you read the word and you really understand it, he will be there for you. And if you don't have the peace of God when you're making a decision, don't go through it. Sleep on it. Pray for it. Next day, make a decision perhaps. But don't go down a road where the devil will chew you up and spit you out. And I do mean that. He's there to try and stop you every step of the way. So my word for you today is to proclaim the word of God and just see what happens when you do. I haven't got time now today to go any further in this, but if you wanted, you could go to James 3, Taming of the Tongue. And I can only say to you, it's amazing. Just watch out for your tongue. Watch out for you speak. Watch out what you say. It just says this in there. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue is also a fire, a world of evil among the parts of your body. It corrupts the whole person, setting the whole course of his life on fire, and it is itself set on fire by hell. It's very difficult to tame the tongue. Proclaiming the word of God will help you and help you and help you. Proclaim it in your singing. Proclaim it as you see the skies and as you walk around. Proclaim it as you see the flowers and the butterflies and the bees. God created all that. In a world that's gone crazy, you can still find peace and joy as you hear the thrush singing on the fence during the day or when you wake up in the morning. God made all those things for our pleasure and his purpose. So why don't we be people more and more who rely on the word of God in the power of the Holy Spirit, see signs, wonders, miracles, all the things God has got for the church, that we may be children of the living God and do what Jesus calls us to do. God bless you. Thank you.